Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dwell up a tweetin' doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweetin' doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dwell up a tweetin' doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Sasha Frank podcast. This series is called Introducing Sasha Frank. We're at episode 2. So when I first began college, I didn't have a car. And there was no problem with that until it came to a point when I moved back to Los Angeles. And I just felt like it was a little bit difficult to get around because everything wasn't really in proximity to where I needed to be. And so there was this one point where I took the metro from where I was in the beach city all the way to Hollywood area and to downtown area as well. And on the way there, there was a transfer. So I had to stand on the platform and wait for the train to come. And at the side of my eye, like I can kind of see like a group of girls, about like 20 of them, they were just staring at me and kind of pointing at me. And I started to kind of get a little nervous, like, what's going on here? And that day, I don't know why I dressed that way, but I had like some big glasses on and like this new shiny little purse that I got. It was pretty big. And it was like I was looking kind of flashy that day and like I should not have been. And I wasn't really thinking. So anyways, they're still staring at me and I see this guy who is a worker with the train station, and he looks at me and he like his look kind of looked of concern, but he just kind of kept walking. He looked at the girls and kept walking, and then all of a sudden he comes back and he's like, he gets on the train like right after me, and like I was so happy that he did because I was very, very nervous. And the girls, they just stayed over there. They stayed outside. Like I said, it was about 20 of them. And if he didn't do that, like, I don't know what could have happened. I could have been in danger. Whatever the case is, I just know that God protected me. And God continues to protect me and protect you on your journey. So I just wanted to share that story as a testament of his protection. And also as just like a backstory of why I got the car in the first place. And so moving on with the story, that was the reason why my parents got the car. And so when I did get my car, I ended up just chasing after things and people and events. And like every time a friend would say, oh, I'm putting on an event like in Hollywood, or, oh, I'm putting on this in this area. And whatever the case was, like, I always felt like I was always there. And like anything it was, like, I felt like I just needed to be there because, like I said in the other episode, I just really loved to be in just the center of everything, experiencing everything. Well, not everything, but just, you know, just being where the action was. And so, yes, I was in the middle, the center, kind of a little bit. But I would meet people and I would connect with them and I would get business cards. But the thing is, I would never reach out to them. So it was kind of pointless. I actually have like a big box full of business cards of people that I never reached back out to. I was supposed to follow up with them. I never did. I just never felt the need to. I just always felt like Well, at least let me go back a little bit, because when I first started to follow up with people that I connected with, I didn't really feel like it was something moving forward from it, because I would connect and say, hello, great meeting you. But then like there was nothing that could make us want to stay connected. I didn't really feel like I had like a project or something going for me in that aspect to where we both could benefit. So I just really never really wanted to deal with that. And from those moments, I kind of just continued to not follow up with people. I would just ask people for their business card out of like, you know, a jerk reaction. Like that's the next thing to do, but I would never actually reach out to them. Yeah, and just from those experiences, just from that experience, really, I just learned that, again, I was chasing the wind. I was chasing after things and people and events and all these things that I thought would bring me fulfillment. And what I really needed to do is chase after God and chase after the vision that He gave me. And you know, just run with that instead of doing everything and almost anything. Well, not anything, but like anything, meaning going to wherever events that I needed to go to, thinking that it will bring fulfillment to me. But it just left me empty again. And it was very, very hard to kind of come to the realization of that. And in retrospect, like all of us, I think we come to this point in our life where it's like a fork in the road, and we think to ourselves like, well, this isn't really benefiting me. Like this is just like a waste of extra miles that I went on this journey that I didn't have to go through. And because of my choices, my opinions, like my decisions or my options, I just kind of wasted this time and this space that I could have been using towards something great, something that I was supposed to do in life instead. And like I just felt like those feelings of fulfillment just was fleeting, and it just made me feel like I was chasing the wind and nothing was gonna ever come out of it. And it wasn't until I actually started to follow my purpose is when I began to feel a little bit more content and more content where I was. And I started to go to places and kind of cut off people that were kind of becoming a distraction to me, and things that were becoming a distraction and that was causing me not to focus on what task I had at hand. And recently I actually went to a women's panel in Hollywood, and initially I was really excited about it, very excited, because it had a group of women that, you know, very prominent in the entertainment industry, and I was excited to see that. But yes, I might have got a little bit of information, but I also felt like I had something to add to that as well. And not to say that what they had to say was not good. It was great. And I just know for me and for you, like there comes a time where there's, you know, enough of learning. Like, of course, we're always learning and growing and evolving. But, you know, there's a time for learning. There's a time for teaching. There's a time for being taught, a time for getting mentorship, and a time for doing all these things. But there's also a time to, you know, take those things that you learn and put it to action. And, you know, there's a time to step outside of just hearing about other people's journeys and other people's obstacles that they face and how they rose above their situation and circumstances. And it's time to for you to put like the actions, the steps to action, to begin to share with other people how you've overcome as well. Because we can't just sit here and be content with where we are. Like we have to overcome, and we have to make things of ourselves and do things that are pertaining to our purpose and just living a life that we are proud of and not just staying content and staying pessimistic or just staying at the level that we are. Like, it's time for us to evolve and time for us to grow and time for us to stop, listening into what other people have to say, but instead taking those steps so we can start showing people that we also have something to contribute to the world and to different communities and to wherever you feel like you're gifted in. And that's a big, big thing. So I just want to say to don't stay comfortable with where you are. Just know that there is something far greater on the other side, and something far greater in your obedience and your walking out your journey and saying yes to the process. And yes, sometimes things don't look the way that we want them to, and we have to sit and have a season of learning and all of that great stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that, but take that season, be content with where you are, and then when it's time for you to actually step up to wherever God's called you to, like, you have to go into it with boldness and courage, and not in timidity, and you're just supposed to go there with a sound mind and knowing who you are and knowing that you have greatness to share with the world and be confident in who you are and all of that stuff. So there's a time for everything, and I think that one thing that we can do is take a notebook out and maybe write down what are some of the things that you are great at, or some of the things that you need to cut off or cut out of your life, even just for a season or a couple months or a couple weeks or however long God leads. Write down what are those things so you can start to focus a little bit better and you can start to tune out the noise, because sometimes we do have to go away from everything to keep things pure and to keep your voice and God's voice at the height of everything, instead of allowing other voices to reach to the top and like overpower everything, and your voice and God's voice gets drowned in the process. So I think that it's very pertinent to write those things down and just kind of check them off, and you know, just see how things are working out for you in the coming weeks or the coming months, and all of that stuff. So thank you so much again for tuning into episode 2 of Sasha Frank Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed, and stay tuned.